This is Twit.
We've talked in recent weeks about the metaverse, whatever that is, depending on how you define it and how Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook defines it. You know, his comments in the past, in recent history anyways, saying that Facebook would become a metaverse company in the future. Whatever the heck the metaverse is, it's hard to not see this latest development as at least a piece of that pie or that piece of that puzzle. It's called Horizon Workrooms, and it was shown off to journalists this week. Just today, the kind of news, you know, everybody released their news stories about the experience. And it's an open beta for the Oculus Quest right now, apparently. Looks kind of like a VR Second Life, but designed for people working together. So this isn't necessarily a hangout environment. It's more about the workplace. So, you know, somewhere in this world, many different employees all wearing Oculus Quest headsets while working, all appearing inside of this virtual workspace, essentially, sitting around a, you know, a U-shaped table. Everyone, you know, hanging out in the meeting. Of course, the headsets allow for head tracking, the handsets for hand tracking. And I'm not sure if this works without the handsets and actually tracks your hands specifically. But the idea, at least according to the journalists who sat inside of this virtual space, is that it is a way to, if we're going to be virtual, if we're going to be distanced, you know, now or in the future or whatever, this is a way for employees from all over the world to come into a physical space to have their meetings. That doesn't mean that if you don't have VR, you aren't allowed in. Others who can't join in VR, they're still included. They're allowed to watch and connect via their desktop and more like a passive viewing experience. But, and they can also, you know, from my understanding, pitch in and communicate and everything as well. Zuckerberg calls it the embodied internet, which, you know, maybe is another way of calling it the metaverse or whatever that is. But interesting nonetheless. It's up to 16 people can actually be there in VR in the workroom together. Up to 34 people can join by way of a video call from a desktop, so more like viewing the VR presentation approach. There is a way for a separate app to bring in your computer screen into its own space. So if you wanted to like show a demonstration or something on your screen, you can bring that into the center of the table. There's a virtual keyboard that sits underneath your hands, so you can take notes, you can do calendar entries. There's also a virtual whiteboard and a personal drawing pad. All these things that are designed to make it or help it replicate kind of a true meeting, you know, but virtually. So I don't know. Apparently Facebook's been using this internally for 6 months now. What do you think? We'll start there, Micah. What does this idea do for you?
I've been playing with it all morning, and nice. It's actually really interesting. So I set it up this morning. I got an email about a beta, and went ahead and installed it. There's an app for the Mac that lets you make your computer, like virtual desktop, essentially. And then there's some pairing stuff you have to do. You type in these codes, blah, blah, blah. And then I was able to set up the virtual environment. Now, what's interesting about it is, of course, I was just doing it by myself. I joined and was just experiencing it without anybody else in the room because I didn't have anybody else who had signed up for the beta yet. And even still, it was a lot of fun. So one of the first things that you do is you set up your desk in virtual space. Many of you have used the Oculus Quest 2 may have already done this because Facebook has offered this as part of the Oculus Quest 2 for a while, where you, in the same way that you draw a room boundary, you just do it with a desk and it lets you have a stationary boundary that does have your desk involved in it. But this goes a little bit farther. Where it will also do keyboard recognition so that you can see your keyboard in virtual space as well. And my favorite feature for all of it was the digital whiteboard option. So this is a pretty neat thing where you are sitting in the room. And for me, I was, you know, facing I was literally at this desk facing forward. And when I turned to my right, out extended into the distance was this gigantic whiteboard. And there are chairs sitting all around. And to my left is the screen where the people who are joining it outside of VR are able to be. And you either use your hands. That's how they want you to use it, is with your hands. But it was a little bit buggy with that. I couldn't get my hands to actually show up. So I started using the controller. And you take the controller and... I'm trying to think of the best way to show this. So the controller, of course, has that top ring around it. And then there's the part that extends down, that sits in your hand. They want you to take the part that extends down into your hand. We'll pretend this is this chapstick I'm holding, and grip it like it's a pen. And then you use that on your desk to draw on this whiteboard. And if you look over to your right, it shows up on the whiteboard that everybody can see. So you can think about that there's an option to import images. So you could take in, you know, something that you're all working on a website or something, and circle areas and point out things. There are four different colors. There's an option to erase. And then it got even cooler, because you can move from the desk to the whiteboard. And so I was able to basically turn the wall that I had seen as the whiteboard when I'm sitting at the desk into an actual whiteboard, and you stand up to go to the whiteboard. And so I've got all this space on the wall, and I'm able to use the controller to draw on this gigantic whiteboard, and everybody can see who's in the room what's going on. So the collaborative options with this are actually pretty incredible, and I can totally see how this would be helpful. You know, I think that the initial reaction was a little bit like, oh yeah, you know, it's all so great to join a virtual space, and where are my legs? Just a top half of a person, and all of the jokes that people make about joining in virtual space. But I got into it, and I thought, actually, this would be really cool, because we already have apps and services that do that sort of digital virtual whiteboard. And so to have people kind of sitting around you, you're able to talk to them, they're able to talk to you, and you can collaborate in this way that feels more hands-on. Honestly, I think it's pretty cool. And then also, I had my desktop in this space, and you can share your screen, or you can just have it pulled up in front of you. And so you just grab your mouse in real life, and you can click around as you would on the screen and see what's happening, because it's just like a virtual desktop in this space. And so then you can go ahead and upload images as you want, or you know, if you're Slacking with some of the people, all of that's available. You can see what you're doing. You don't have to double tap on the side of the screen to go into that mode where you can see what's around you or anything. You basically get to do everything that you would do while staying in this virtual space. So honestly, even in beta, this is a really clean and I feel well thought out collaboration platform that I think is really neat. And you know, I want to give it a go with other people to see how it works in that way. And, you know, what can happen when everybody gets involved, either as they've given the option, just regular video or completely in VR. So yeah, I'm bullish about this. I think it's super cool, and well thought out in its early stages. And I'm curious to see how Facebook improves upon the technology. And I really liked that one of the first things that it shows you when you set up an account is the privacy, a bit of privacy terms and conditions, where it says all of the stuff that happens here is not connected to your Facebook account. Facebook is not keeping, you know, these videos that you might do. It's not keeping your sessions with the remote desktop. None of that is attached to what you do on Facebook, and we won't use any of it to serve you ads or anything like that. That felt really good, because at first I will admit that I was a little bit sketched out about installing a virtual desktop app on my Mac made by Facebook, because it's Facebook, and I didn't want it attached, the activity attached. So they made it very clear up front, like, that is not what this is for, and we're not doing that. Let's hope it stays that way, because if it does, then I think this is a really cool tool that I'm actually pretty pumped about.
Interesting. Well, that's awesome that you got the chance to play with it. I haven't played with it yet. I actually just searched my email, and I was like, oh yeah, I did get an email. It just went into my spam. So I did get this like invite to try it out.
Let me know when you set it up. We can try it out together.
Yeah, totally. One thing that I'm curious about is that, you know, when we do remote video calls right now, anyone who's been doing this for the past year and a half knows, like, there is a thing, whatever it is, called Zoom fatigue or video fatigue, you know, where, oh my goodness, I've been staring at the screen all day and I've been in, in these meetings all day, and it's just like a heavy kind of weighted, like, exhaustion. And I do wonder if, you know, imagining a world or a future where, you know, where more of these meetings are done in a VR space, what that kind of fatigue is, because I also have experienced VR fatigue where I'm doing it for a couple of hours and by the end, like, my head is throbbing and I'm ready to be done and I couldn't possibly have that headset on me any longer. So I wonder how those things combine. Obviously, I think Facebook is looking forward to a future where this exists, but how we get into VR isn't necessarily this giant heavy headset. I'm sure at some point the technology improves, miniaturizes, and gets a little bit less weighty, or I don't know, maybe that's just a thing that we get used to over time. I'm not sure, but it is compelling. It's intriguing, and it's certainly something that we've wondered, or I've wondered, how VR could be good for connecting people in this way. I've certainly seen how VR has been helpful to me, especially in the, like, the total lockdown. And I think I've talked about this before, where I would use VR and play these games with, you know, my kids, and we would go to a bowling alley or whatever, and it really felt like I was hanging out with them in a bowling alley, and it was a nice replacement for actually going to a bowling alley when we couldn't actually go to a bowling alley. So, so things like this can be very helpful and very useful in, you know, if we can't be in the same room together, at least we've got this, which is better than sitting in a chair staring at a flat screen with a video camera. Or I don't know if it's better, but I'm just, you know, hypothesizing. So, yeah, I'm curious. I'll have to set this up and we can get into the meeting room together. And did you have anyone else in there with you when you were there?
No, no one else had set it up yet. So I was just drawing stuff and hanging out by myself. So it will be fun to see how it works when you've got other people in the room and in the space.
A meeting of one.
Yes, exactly. I was like, la, 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 drawing.
Which is how you are in the TWIT meeting room when no one's in there also.
True.
So it's
true.
Kind of,
yeah, I go in there with my dry erase markers and just have at it. That's messy.
Cool. Well, I'm stoked that you got to check that out. I wasn't aware of that when I picked this. So that's great. Love it. Yeah. So I guess we'll see. And also, this obviously ties into their greater effort, which is the Horizon Project, which they, I think initially Facebook had planned for their Horizon Project to launch for everyone in 2020. It's in a limited beta right now, I believe. No, it's invite only, I think. And so this seems to be tied into that. And that'll be interesting too. Like, if this is a component of that, and that, you know, Horizons is going to be a way for them to do kind of like what Roblox or Minecraft, you know, have this like larger kind of world building capability into it. It could be really, really interesting to have Facebook, who, you know, like, love it or not, owns one of the most compelling pieces of VR hardware, at least for a wide scale usage right now, and has a lot of money and a lot of interest, obviously, in putting into this and making it good. So, love Facebook or hate Facebook, they're creating some really interesting kind of boundary pushing technologies around it, and so yeah. Interested to see where that leads.